Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Matthias, Apostle. And from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching today is entitled, Remaining in God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. Yes, what I command you is to love one another. What Jesus is doing, I think, is emptying out his heart, or pouring out his heart, it seems to me. It's almost too much to take in. I almost want to say, Jesus, stop. It's too much. It demands too much of us. We are called by Jesus to live in love in an absolute way. We might want to say, No, Lord, I can't do this. I cannot open myself totally to any and every human person who stands before me. There has to be a limit. I want my life, my own little life, just as it is. I have my family, my friends, maybe my co-workers. That's enough. Okay, but how do we remain in Jesus's love? Let's say to begin with, how about reading the gospel every day? A piece of it. A good practice, if you have a missalette or a Catholic calendar, is to read each day's gospel. You see, the Word of God works within us. It is alive and active. We can believe this. The Word of God is living and active, and keener than any two-edged sword. If you read it with faith and love for Jesus Christ, it will work in you. When you meet or encounter anyone, you will remember that that person is your brother or sister. And more, that hungry person in Gaza, in Ukraine, anywhere in Asia, anywhere in the world, really, is our brother and sister, is our business. This conviction should not oppress us because we don't carry it alone. Remember that Jesus carries it with us. Just a word about Matthias, our saint for today. Peter assumes leadership. They need to choose someone to take the place of Judas and become one of the 12. They talk it over, and the group nominates 2 candidates. They draw lots, and the lot falls to Matthias, and he becomes one of the 12 apostles. Here we see the church at work in the synodal way, as Pope Francis would say. No unilateral decision was handed down. No, they talked together, they listened, and the whole assembly made the choice. Amazing and wonderful, isn't it? God bless you.